Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Our hearts at WCCO Radio go out to this brave child who is fighting, who is trying, and the physicians and doctors at HCMC, from the nurses to the janitorial staff to the people in central supply that keep the equipment clean and sterilized. They are doing a remarkable job. We are praying for that family as they pray for hope. And the families who have lost children, and the families whose children were injured, and the families whose children were traumatized. This didn't just impact the Annunciation campus and school and families. This impacted all of us here in the great state of Minnesota. And so my prayers, and I'm hopeful that your prayers as well, will continue to be for these families who are directly impacted, and for this child who is fighting for life. My prayers for complete and total healing, and I pray that you stand in agreement with me for that, not just for this child, but for every child who was at that mass. For the parents who ran, for the police officers who put their lives and safety on the line, for our city's leaders, and for our legislators who have some really important decisions to make to keep our kids safe. It is 12:09. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. I am Shaletta Brundage, the host of this show. My friend and producer, Lindsey Brown, is at the historic WCCO Radio studio in downtown Minneapolis, making sure our guests get in and out on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And our buddy, Al Schalk, is in the newsroom bringing us the latest on news and information about what is going on in our community. There is a lot going on. We're going to get to a lot of that today. But first, I've got to talk about a column that I read recently that resonated with me, because I swear this man might have just interviewed me. It was an experience that I had, and I thought I was unique, but apparently not. You all know that prior to my father-in-law, we call him Papa B, Willie Brundage, retired General Motors supervisor. Before he passed away at the age of 82, he lived with us for 5 years, and I was his caretaker. And I remember I was working at a TV station, and I was writing a story, and I misspelled a word. And when I got called into the manager's office at this TV station, it wasn't here in the Twin Cities. It was in Cincinnati at WCPO TV. I spelled John Boehner's name wrong. you know, John Boehner, that's his part of town. And I spelled it like boner. Okay. And so they called me in the office and I got written up, and one of the managers said, well, I know you're taking care of your elderly father-in-law. And I thought, what is my elder father-in-law have to do with me misspelling Boehner and spelling it boner? I mean, you know, the editors didn't catch it. The other producers, the executive producer didn't catch it. Their father-in-laws, they're not taking care of their father-in-laws. It slipped through the cracks. What does one thing have to do with another? But over and over again, I kept seeing instances of, you know, any kind of missteps that I had in the newsroom at that time, people were attributing to the fact that I was a caretaker. And I said, oh my God, Mark Burnett's article about caretakers, caregiving, killing careers is something that I experienced. I wind up not even staying at that station like 9 months. I have never had a tenure like that in my life. That is the only station that I have ever worked for that you go back to and you say my name and they're rolling their eyes and smacking their lips. So I had to invite Mark on the show. He is joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Mark, thank you so much for being here and for writing this column.
Oh my! Well, thank you for having me. First of all, it's an honor to be on your program. I have to say, you know, my hat's off to you for your opening that I was able to hear. I know that's a very heavy topic to discuss, and especially in this climate. So, thank you for sharing those words. But yeah, I'm happy to be here and excited for this conversation.
Okay, you talked about caregiving, killing careers. So many of us are in that sandwich generation. I was sandwiched. I had an 80-something year old man that I was taking care of along with four children. And so when you start talking about caregivers, a lot of people think, oh, well, you know, you're taking care of your elderly father-in-law, your mother-in-law, your parents. You know, I'm taking care of special needs kids. So that's caregiving as well. But talk to me about how this column that you wrote came about.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of different strings to pull from with this one. You know, there's the obvious one where people, you know, are parents, and it's easy to see that one. You've had children, you have children in the home, and you're sort of raising them and taking care of them. But there's also what we talk about, we call that sandwich generation, that is caring for elderly parents or elderly loved ones, you know, post-pandemic. And it has made people's lives even more complicated. You know, it's not just, okay, I have my kids to worry about. I have my parents. I'm kind of the parent to my parents in a lot of ways. And particularly in your situation where you talked about having your elderly father-in-law living with you. You know, it's a different set of pressure. And I think it's one of those things where I don't think pre-pandemic we were discussing, but post-pandemic, as we take a sort of a bigger picture look of the workplace and how people are bringing their full selves into the workplace and how it's impacting, you know, the bottom line of workplace culture, I think is a situation where we have to analyze every single thing these days.
And you know what, Mark, I'm going to just say this, and I don't think anybody said it. We're talking to Mark Burnett, associate editor at the Playbook at the Business Journal. I invited him on this show. He was gracious enough to come because he's written a column called How Caregiving Duties Are Impacting Career Advancement. And we're chatting, and Mark is a award-winning writer, a very storied and, you know, impressive career as a journalist, as a broadcaster, as a columnist. And so I'm just honored that you are here with us today. But, you know, I remember before the pandemic, when my kids got diagnosed, one of the veteran news people in the newsroom, when she heard that my kids were diagnosed with autism, she pulled me to the side. Her name is Christy. And she said, Shaletta, do not tell anybody in this newsroom that your kids have autism because they will judge you. And I said, what? She said, nope, don't do it. She said, because my son is 19 years old. He has autism and he has some other health challenges, and I have never mentioned it because I don't want to be judged. She said they will treat you differently. They will treat you more harshly. So if you have some issues, make sure you have your parents lined up, your husband, I was married at the time, lined up, and have some other options and outlets in case the school calls. And if you have to leave, don't tell them what's going on because you don't want them to judge you. And Mark, I didn't really doubt that what she was telling me was accurate. But like you said, I think after COVID, we just got a little bit, I don't know if we're just a little bit more bold about it, or we just say, you know what, we realize what's most important. It's our family. Talk to me about that shift, because after COVID, people are like, I don't give a damn. Listen, I got to go get my kid. I got to go take care of my father-in-law. He just got out the house and he down the street in a cowboy hat and some cowboy boots and a pamper on. I got to go get him. You know, we didn't do that before COVID because it was all about work, work, work. And I think there was a shift after the pandemic.
Yes, 100% spot on. And I think what your coworker, you know, was doing for you at the time was telling you, you know, whether it be right or wrong, people do look at situations that they view as atypical differently, you know. And I think your coworker was trying to tell you, hey, if you want to keep growing in your career, if you want to keep striving and pushing towards your goals, it doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with you or your household. It just means that other people aren't necessarily equipped to deal with that. And that message was, you know, even though it was probably delivered in a way that came off as, you know, a little bit awkward, it probably helped you in a way that you probably didn't even understand at the time. But I think post-pandemic, people now are bringing their full selves to work. You know, I don't know, if I'm being honest, I don't know if I wrote a story about mental health or, you know, caregiving or insert whatever the topic is that I cover now. I don't think I could have written these stories pre-pandemic. But now people are taking a serious step back and saying, okay, whether you're an employer, you know, at the top running a Fortune 500 company, or you're a small business owner, or you're, you know, just working in a business, whatever it may be, people are trying to take a more holistic look at the individuals within the organization and trying to better understand what people need. You know, it's no longer just, okay, here are your benefits and it's just, you know, dental, medical vision. It's like, okay, what mental health days can we provide? How can we let our people take a break? How can we give our people more time away if they have family situations? So, yes, I think post-pandemic, you know, it's a situation where people are truly at least trying, at minimum giving lip service, and at least trying to take a more holistic approach in how we treat people beyond just what can you do for me? What do you bring to the organization?
Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break, because when we come back, I'm going to talk about a decision I made that you mentioned in this column. One of the things that you said, we're talking to Mark Burnett, associate editor of the Playbook at the Business Journals. His column is going viral. If you have not read it, you need to read it, How Caregiving Duties Are Impacting Career Advancement. I just abbreviated and said how caregiving is killing careers, because that's what happened to me in Cincinnati. But you talked about the rise, the cost of caregiving, and how those fees and the money that we have to pay for caregiving is impacting the choices that we make. And I have to tell you, I took a step back and took a part-time job when my first son was born, because my parents were not in town and I didn't have anybody that I trusted with my child. And the place that I did trust cost too much. So I worked overnights and weekends. I thought I was the only one. Mark talked to some people. We're talking more about his story when we come back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I love reminiscing about when my oldest son, Andrew, was just a little baby. We were here living in St. Paul. It was just me, him, and Sean. You know, we got no family, no friends, just fresh from moving up here from Louisiana, and got married and had our baby very soon after we arrived. I think we got here in November 04, and 05, and Andrew was born the next year, July 06. And so, you know, I went looking out for, you know, places to, you know, provide daycare. And by the time I paid the people to keep Andrew, I had like $30 left in my check. I was working at Hubbard Broadcasting on the assignments desk Monday through Friday, 9 until whenever, because that's not a job where you could just get up and walk away. And I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do? You know, and I wound up having to take a part-time role, step outside of the newsroom, which hurt me because that's the only job I'd ever had. I only wanted to be an assignments editor. That's what I went to school for. That's the first job I had when I came out of college. And I loved being on the desk, but I couldn't afford it. Not with what I made. So I took a part-time job at My Talk, working as Kevin Berger's producer in the morning. I was able to get off at noon, so Andrew had an 8 to noon, you know, a childcare situation that I was able to kind of afford. But I had to leave the career that I love in a newsroom just because of the cost. And that's one of the things that Mark Burnett talks about. He is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. He's written an article about how caregiving is impacting career opportunities. And if you haven't seen it in the Business Journal, it's going viral. All the moms in my circle are talking about it because it's something that has impacted us along the way as we choose to care for kids and, you know, care for elderly relatives and loved ones, parents and grandparents and in-laws. And, you know, there is a price to pay for that. And when you make that choice, and, you know, Mark, I want to take a step back. When you were talking to people, especially parents who have kids with childcare needs, and they were talking about, you know, right before school age, when you have to pay for everything out of pocket, and it gets pretty expensive. It was difficult for me. Was it difficult for the folks you talked to as well to make that choice to leave careers that they love because they couldn't afford childcare?
Oh, of course. I mean, everything in the world right now is expensive. You know, you can't walk out of your house without feeling like you're going to spend $200. And so that trickled down to childcare, and it's led to people making very tough decisions, particularly women. We saw a lot of women leave the workforce during the pandemic to be the primary caregiver. And when you talk about that sandwich generation, again, you're kind of getting it on both ends. You're the parent to your own children, and you're also the quasi-parent to your adult parents. So I think it's a situation where people are really grappling with, okay, am I going to make enough in this career, and am I going to have enough free time to be everything I need to be to my household and to the people that I'm responsible for? And it's forcing people to really, you know, take a step back and sometimes do like you said. You know, you're working more jobs, or you're stepping away completely to be the caregiver for everybody you're responsible for.
Now, we're talking to Mark Burnett. He is the associate editor of the Playbook at the Business Journals. He has got a column, How Caregiving Duties Are Impacting Career Advancement. And, you know, he's kind enough to join us, a very decorated journalist, sought after broadcaster, award-winning writer. I'm so grateful and appreciative and honored that you would join us this morning on the Shaletta Show. But I've got to ask you, when you were doing this story, what surprised you the most?
Yeah, that's a great question, actually. I think it's just how much people are struggling. And I think I mentioned this earlier, the fact that before the pandemic, nobody was talking about it, and everybody kind of felt isolated in a way, you know, just kind of quietly going through what they were dealing with, whether that be, you know, special needs kids or aging parents, whatever it may be. People were just kind of, for lack of a better term, suffering in silence. But now I think post-pandemic, as we're trying to get back to our sense of normalcy, people are no longer afraid of just speaking up and finding that sense of community, finding people who are in similar or same situations where, you know, you're raising your kids, maybe you got small children or teenage age children who still very much depend on you, but you're also looking ahead to, you know, your parents and maybe some declining health situations, and trying to really understand how you can grapple with it all while also, you know, being a professional, being a husband, a wife, you know, a friend, a brother, a sister, all those things. And people are no longer just staying quiet. People are really trying to find others who they can lean on outside of their immediate circle so that they feel some sense of belonging.
I am so grateful for you being on the show. Where can people find this column? I want to make sure they know where they can go to get it, to read it, to share it with the people in their circle, because, you know, a lot of times people feel alone. They feel like they're isolated. They're making these decisions and they're the only ones that are going through this. And that's just, your story showed us that that is just not the case.
Yeah, you can read all of my coverage at the Business Journals. Follow along with me and my author page there. That's Mark, M-A-R-Q, Burnett. And, you know, I appreciate you for having this conversation, and hopefully your listeners are able to take something away from it.
Well, I appreciate you being here. It is an honor to have you on the show. Again, bizjournals.com, Mark Burnett, Mark with a Q. He is the associate editor of the Playbook and the Business Journal. He has been joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Hey, don't go anywhere. We've got weather coming up and then more of the Shaletta Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I told my mama she better be listening to my show. She's riding around with my kids. They're doing some shopping so that I don't have to. They're going to Sky Zone to play on the jump machines. They're going to Penny. The kids will probably convince her to take them to Raising Cane's. And I tell you, we are having a blast. When you're young, you think, oh, as soon as I get grown, I'm going to move to a new city and start a new life and have my family and I can be an adult. And then you get to a new city and you get away from your parents and you start raising kids. And then one day you look around and say, man, I need my parents. I didn't realize what an important role my grandparents played in raising me, giving my mom a much needed break. So she could get some chores and things done and just get some private time. You know, we didn't call it self-care back then. We called it, come get this girl before I kill her because she getting on my nerves. That was what we called it. Now we call it self-care, right? Where she could just relax, you know, watch a couple of soap operas or, you know, just get to the mall and just do some window shopping or just take a walk, you know? And I enjoyed my grandmother to get that additional love and support. And so, you know, just watching my kids just sit underneath her and my father and just get that love and care and concern and, you know, correction. Because, you know, grandmamas could tell them something that mamas can't tell them. I tell them all the time, y'all act like y'all not grateful for nothing. And look, we are grateful, Mom. We say thank you. Yeah, but y'all don't say the whole thank you like thank you. My daddy told him that. My dad said, you know what, y'all not being very grateful. They went found some colors and pencils and magic markers and construction paper. I look up Brandon making a thank you card. I was like, what? But they hear it different. They take it different. So I'm excited to have my parents back today. And, you know, one of the awesome things that, you know, we can do tonight is we can go to the Minnesota Zoo. And it's not even going to cost us anything. It's one thing about my dad, he's really cheap. There's an after-hours event at the zoo for families who have children with disabilities. And, of course, I was looking to see who's putting on this annual dream night at the zoo. And it's my friends from Frasier. So I said, y'all got to come on my radio show and talk about this. So, of course, they said yes. And Nancy Baldrica is on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Nancy, thank you so much for joining me today.
Well, of course. Thank you, Shaletta, for having me.
Girl, now this is right up my daddy's alley. Because I was like, hey, I want you to take the kids to the zoo. He said, well, how much does that cost? I said, daddy, it's free. He was like, oh, okay. Let me get the directions. Let me get the GPS. What time does it start? And where can I park? And Frasier is putting on this dream night at the Minnesota Zoo. It's an annual event. It's free for children and adults with health care and disability needs, along with their family and caregivers. Folks are welcome to come and explore the zoo with more than 4,000 animals after public hours are over. Talk to me about this event.
Yeah, it's very exciting. So we're partnering with the Minnesota Zoo for the second year to put on Dream Night, which you said is a special evening for individuals with disabilities or chronic illnesses or other needs in their families. And it's a chance for them to experience the zoo in a welcoming and inclusive way. So we're going to be there. Frasier's going to be there providing a sensory lounge, which is a quiet space for anybody who needs to take a break. We're going to be wandering around with mobile support to help families. And then families can borrow some sensory kits when they're there if they need, you know, some additional support.
And that's going to happen from 4:30 to 7:30 at the Minnesota Zoo. We're talking to Nancy at Frasier about this annual Dream Night, a free event that hosts children and adults with significant health care needs and disabilities. And, you know, it's amazing. You've got the sensory lounge, complimentary digital souvenir photos for the guests. Yep. We've got some celebrity guest appearances, arts and crafts, a silent dance party and break dancing. You know, my kids are, you know, this is just right up their alley. And you know, the thing is that we want our kids to enjoy the same type of things that their normal developing friends enjoy.
Exactly.
But a lot of times just going to the zoo when it's crowded and everybody is there, they're not able to do that. And so this event is so important for giving them an opportunity to get to the zoo, to see some animals and to have fun without all the 5,100 people that are going to be there in a welcoming and warm environment. Why is that so important that you put these type of events on?
Well, you know, Frasier is really working to partner with lots and lots of Minnesota businesses. We have the Sensory Friendly Minnesota 10,000 Ways to Belong campaign that's running right now. And our goal is to work with more businesses to make more of our community accessible for everyone. Because until that happens, you know, we just really don't feel like inclusion is complete. And we know that our community is stronger when everyone belongs. So we're looking for these partnerships. We welcome them. And we know that just even some small adjustments like quiet spaces or sensory support staff or some tools that are available opens up these experiences to more people. As you know, Shaletta, we just got done with the fair, which is a
yes.
Sensory overload experience, and our building out there is used by thousands and thousands of people. And so that's what we're trying to do with more places. And our partnership with the zoo extends beyond Dream Night. We're working with them to make the zoo more inclusive every day of the week for guests with sensory differences. And we're also going to be creating sensory spaces for their upcoming jack-o'-lantern access nights. Which is
OMG, girl. And let me tell you something. We love that jack-o'-lantern night. And it is so amazing. And the kids look forward to it. But it gets crowded. And then we get halfway through. And then we can't finish, and then the kids who aren't melting down are mad because they have to leave, because the kids who are, and then the whole ride home is a mess because they're mad and they're giving them the side eye, and I'm mad at them for not being supportive of their special needs brother. And I'm reminding them that at one point they were that way, and Andrew had to be patient and kind with them, and they need to extend the same courtesy. So girl, it's the whole vibe. It's not just really, you know, I want to make sure that the folks at Frasier know how much we appreciate y'all, because it's not just making these events inclusive and making sure we belong, but it's also helping families get along, because you know, we didn't have to leave the fair. Like, we could bring Daniel over to the Frasier house, and then he could do his puppets, and he could play with the sensory wall, and the therapists were there. And, you know, and then, you know, the other kids would go on and play some rides. And then once he got good, and then we could all go back and meet, you know, again together and you know, just have a couple more hours there. And so, you know, talk to me about that. Frasier's not just making these places like this experience, the Dream Night at the Zoo tonight from 4:30 to 7:30, available for, you know, people with special needs and special abilities, but it's also providing some peace of mind for families and helping us all, you know, stay together and get along, girl, because I don't want nobody to get divorced. I don't want siblings fighting. And this is what that provides.
Well, and, you know, it's not just, you know, people with autism who get overwhelmed. It can be somebody with anxiety. It can be somebody with a traumatic brain injury. We all have been places where we're just like, I can't take this anymore. And that's what we are trying to provide, is a place for you to just regroup so you can, you know, get back to that place of balance and then rejoin the fun again. And we want it to be for everybody. So that's why we're partnering with more businesses and more opportunities, more experiences. And, you know, we're looking for partners. If anybody out there is listening to this right now and they want to join in this movement, give us a call, because that's really what this is all about. We're trying to put our mission into motion with this. You know, we want to make the community inclusive for everybody.
Okay, where can they call, and what should they say when they call Frasier? Should they say, I want to be a part of the movement? Yep. And, you know, I just need them to make sure, because there's a lot of business owners out there, you know, who have play places, and they have gyms, and they have ballet and dance classes, and, you know, karate, and, you know, so many others. And I just want to make sure they know where to call, they know what to say, so they can get directed to the right person.
They can just call us the Frasier number and ask for marketing, and we will get them hooked up to the movement, because really it's just all about, like you said, keeping families together and providing those experiences that we can enjoy together to make memories, not having somebody staying at home, not having somebody who has to just sit out of the fun. We want to make it a place where everybody feels like they belong.
Well, Nancy, I can't thank you enough for this. It's giving an opportunity, especially tonight's Dream Night, for families who have children and adults with disabilities, an opportunity to come and enjoy and hang out and have a good time. And it's free. Hallelujah. Girl, because we don't spend all our money at the fair, and the rest of the money we did have went to back to school shoe shopping. Okay. Yeah. Socks and underwear that didn't fit from last year. So to be able to have a special night just for us, and for it to be free, I can't imagine the amount of work it took to pull this off. And I can't thank you enough on behalf of all of our families for the work that Frasier does, celebrating 90 years of belonging. I appreciate you being on the show.
Thank you so much, Shaletta. We love you.
All right. Love y'all, too. Okay. And hey, I love y'all. Y'all don't go nowhere. Y'all got to come back, because we got more to talk about. I got a bone to pick with the State Fair. Mm-hmm. Oh, did I say it? Oh, I'm about to clock them. Come back. It is 12:54. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. Now, listen, we've got two more hours, so don't go anywhere. We've got some amazing guests coming up, but I got a bone to pick with the Minnesota State Fair. Now, Lindsay, every year after the fair is over, they pick the best new food at the State Fair.
Okay.
Right? And somehow they picked somebody other than the Somali street fry people. Okay. Now, I got a problem with that. I demand a recount. I don't know if these were Dominion voting machines.
They were using yours.
But look, I'm going to call Mike Lindell and the MyPillow people and see if we can't get this thing investigated, because I demand a recount. Everybody I talked to at the Fed, and I was there 9 of the 12 days. Oh, I say 9 and a half of the 12 days that the Fed was there.
Incredible.
And everybody I talked to, all of them, all they wanted to talk about was the Somali street fries. Everybody said how it lived up to the hype. Everybody said it was the best and most filling fair food. It was delicious. It was walkable. It stayed warm. It was great flavor. It was reasonably priced. People were standing in line and happy to stand in line for the Somali street fries. It made a big, giant impact on the fair, even though it was only there for 1 week. It wasn't there for the full week because it was at the Midtown Global Market booth. And so the second week, you know, they had another vendor there, and they were selling jerk oxtails and barbecued oxtails, which were pretty good as well. But you know, they picked another vendor to be the best fair food. And I don't know who's sitting around a table talking about this and making this decision, but the fact that they did not pick the Somali street fries, I take total issue with that. I have a problem with that, and somebody needs to be held accountable for this travesty of justice.
Truly, Shaletta. And you're the only one that's fighting for those who don't have that voice.
Yes.
Who have been wronged.
Who have been wronged. And, you know, and one of my favorite scriptures says I'm supposed to be a voice for the people who don't have one. And so I don't even know the Somali street fry people. I don't even know the name of the company. I had to call Jason DeRusha and say, hey, what is the name of the people that do the Somali street fries? He's like, oh, Oasis Mediterranean Grill. It's over on 5th Street in Riverside. Don't you know, yesterday I hopped in my car and went over there and got another order of the Somali street fries? Don't you know that line was out the door? Don't you know they took care of each and every one of their customers with a smile and had such a positive attitude? My parents and I were there together. We ate those fries, and my dad and my mom talked about how delicious they were. And so after the lunch rush, we went up and talked to the owner and, you know, got their story, and we exchanged cards. And, you know, I'm going to, you know, just reach out to them soon and eventually to have them at Black Entrepreneurs Day at the Capitol. But I was just telling them, I said, listen, I just need y'all to know y'all had the best food out there. Everybody was talking about y'all. Every blogger, every food critic, every foodie was talking about how y'all lived up to the hype, and it was worth the wait. And you guys had a positive attitude. You were great to your customers. Plus, you delivered a good product. And they were like, oh, thanks. We really appreciate that. And so I just, yeah, somebody needs to say it. Somebody needs to speak up and speak out for the folks who don't get the pat on the back that they deserve. So if y'all are like me and you've been thinking and dreaming about those Somali street fries since the fair, and you just drive past the fair hoping that maybe they'll be outside, they got a whole restaurant, Oasis Mediterranean Grill, on 5th Street South in Riverside, in Minneapolis, right down the street from Fairview, that Minnesota Children's Hospital. And Lizzie, you had the Somali street fries. I made sure to bring you and Steve Thompson your own bucket. You were like, oh, Steve and I got a share. I was like, you get your own, girlfriend. So what did you think? Thumbs up or thumbs down?
They were spicy, but they were really good. They were really good. And I was looking for them in that second week.
Yeah. Oh, everybody was. And we were very disappointed that they were not there. Hopefully they'll get a two-week run this year at the fair. But if not, Mediterranean Grill over there, Mediterranean Oasis Grill over there on 5th Street and Riverside in Minneapolis. Tell them we sent you. Get them some Somali street fries in your life. It won't be the same for you after that. It's 12:58. You're listening to The Shaletta Show. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.